the difference between a champion and an icon is that the champion gets knocked out, and when he gets knocked out, he believes his own bullshit story, and he can never get back up from it. Not from the physical pain, but from the emotional daily pain that he puts himself through. And the icon, he gets that conversation in his mind. He gets that bullshit conversation. He gets it. He just lets it go. And he moves on. He ignores it. Hello, hello. Well, good morning, everybody. Well, it is actually the morning when I'm recording this podcast, so that's why I say good morning. But it might not be morning where you're at right now. And yes, I'm in my car. I'm in a parking lot outside of a 7-Eleven. I'm in the city of East LA, Los Angeles, California. What I want to talk about today is the thought that I have is aftermath. The aftermath. The aftermath is what we're left over with. After an event or after something happens. There's aftermath after an earthquake. There's aftermath after a hurricane. There was aftermath in the 1920s when the Great Depression came about. And that aftermath, it didn't go away the first year right away. It stuck around. Matter of fact, when that happened in the Great Depression, you know, like within that hour that the stock market went down, excuse me. You know what I just noticed, by the way? That most of my podcasts, I'm coughing. Interesting. But never mind that small commercial. There was aftermath in the 1920s after the Great Depression. People were committing suicide within the first hour, people from the stock market. And lives were diverted another direction. The plan did not go as planned. You know, you're a multimillionaire and you're in the stock market and your life is planned out, even your the life of your family, of your children is planned out because you're doing so good. And then the unthinkable happens. The stock market crashes and it keeps crashing and keeps crashing, keeps crashing. So therefore everything changed really fast for many people. Even the culture changed. Everything changed. Even women started working already when back then there was not a lot of women that were working. Women started doing factory jobs. Women that were not working in factories before started working. So a lot of things happened. That was the aftermath of that. Now we go through difficult times in our life. And we too get aftermath. We're living aftermath right now from stuff from our childhood. Stuff from our relationships, stuff from life. There's aftermath. So what do you do? What do you do with that? Question is, what do you want to do? Because you could give up. You could stay on the ground. You could stay defeated. You could stay contemplating on what happened. You could keep asking yourself, why did this happen to me? Why didn't it go as planned? What did I do wrong? You know, I've been studying a lot of champions lately. I've been maybe not studying them, but I've been observing champions. You know, there was this heavyweight champion. His name was Tommy Morrison. Tommy the Duke Morrison. He had a promising career. And people thought he was going to be the best. People thought he was going to one day beat Mike Tyson and all that because his record was very good. Excuse me. But he started doing a lot of, he started partying a lot. He started doing a lot of, he had another life. Not only was he a professional boxer, but behind the scenes, you know, he had a lot of addictions. You know, he had drugs, alcohol, women. And towards the rise of his career, they find out that he's HIV positive. They took his titles away, and there went his career. So they say that he was at least, they say that he had at least 9 years with the virus, and that he was fighting like that. I don't know. But that was aftermath for him. And because of that aftermath, he couldn't get up. So there's aftermath. There's things that we definitely cannot get back up from. But we can adjust, reinvent ourselves, and move forward. That's his example. You know, there's Mike Tyson. As soon as he got knocked out, he was not the same. A lot of these amazing champions, once they get knocked out, they're just not the same. They're not. It messes with our psychology. So, for example, I mean, I've never been a boxer. I've never been an Olympic swimmer. I've never, you know, done any sports like that professionally. But I have gotten beat down in life. Now, my question to me is like, okay, am I going to, is this the end of my story? Is this as good as it got? Or am I going to let go and keep moving? And that's a question that we all have to tell ourselves. Is this it? Is this as good as it gets? I don't think so. Like I said in my previous podcast, there's champions, and champions do get knocked out. And icons get knocked down too. But the difference between an icon and a champion is that an icon gets better even after he gets knocked out. That's the difference. And a champion, well, guess what? There's so many champions out there. And they will be remembered as true champions. But never as an icon. Because as soon as they tasted defeat, they never got back up. So there it is. There's aftermath. There's aftermath for the champion. There's aftermath for the icon. Both of them is defeat at some point. Both of them is that, you know, their face landing on the floor after they get knocked out. The champion can walk away and say, hey, I was a champion once. And this is my belt. It's in the living room. And the icon. The icon just keeps living. The icon just keeps getting better and better. And he does not entertain the inner conversation of defeat. He moves forward. He's one of the few. There's not that many icons. Kobe Bryant's an icon. He tasted defeat. He tasted defeat. He even tasted defeat in his personal life when he had that scandal. But he got back up stronger. Michael Jordan tasted defeat. When Michael Jordan's father passed away, people thought that he was not going to perform, that he was going to take the week off. And he didn't. He showed up to work, and he dominated that game. And he went back home to continue his mourning for his father. That's an icon. So just ask yourself today. Make like an inventory and say, this is the aftermath. This is what I have left. This is all there is. This is it. Am I going to be an icon? or am I just going to be another champion? Well, everybody, have a good rest of the week. Hope you're enjoying my podcast. Please share them. Please comment. Please let me know what you think of them. Let me know what content or what subject you guys would like for me to talk about. Very soon, I'm going to start doing interviews with people. And there's three people on my list already that want to be in a podcast with me. And trust me, if you like deep conversations, if you like, you know, speaking about philosophy or things of life, or codependencies or addictions, breakups, relationships, or deep talk, that's what I do. You know me, you know I enjoy good conversations. Okay, well, everybody, have a good one, and see you soon. The difference between a champion and an icon is that the champion gets knocked out. And when he gets knocked out, he believes his own bullshit story. And he can never get back up from it. Not from the physical pain, but from the emotional daily pain that he puts himself through. And the icon, he gets that conversation in his mind. He gets that bullshit conversation. He gets it. He just lets it go and he moves on. He ignores it.